I would like to dedicate this sermon to my best friend, to my teacher, who some of you have heard him preach here 2 months ago. He passed away 2 weeks ago, Greg Comella. And so, fortunately, I had the blessing of enjoying his counsel the night before he passed and left this earth, enjoying the realm of spirit. Well, it was about a month ago, my kids, Rafael and Javier, sitting in the back there, were at a vacation Bible school out in the East Bay where we live, and they give them a CD that they get to take home with all kinds of hip music, and one of the songs was Tearing Out the Roof, and they were dancing to it, and they loved that song, and I found myself, well, having to play it for them in the van again, and again, and again, one of their favorite songs. So all of a sudden I found it in my head again, and again, and I'd go to sleep with that song in my head, I'd wake up with that song in my head, and I thought, okay, well, I was interested in putting together something for today, and I figured that's what's on my mind, obviously I'll let it be on my heart. So I started to reflect upon that piece of scripture where Jesus talks about the paralytic, and I begin wondering about that scripture and the way it reflects not just our communal journey, but also our individual journey, our journey that we make to move ever closer to God in our hearts and our minds. And I was wondering about some of the correspondences that Swedenborg often refers to and what God might be referring to here. And from my experience in working with dreams, I know that God often references the house as a metaphor for our self, for our mind, our heart, our body, our spirit. And I was enjoying reading the beginning of our service today. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. This house. We read in the scripture that this house is crowded. It's full. It's full of followers of Jesus. Jesus' disciples. It's full of teachers of the law. They are eager to hear Jesus' words, Jesus' message. So eager that they spill out the front door. God is speaking from within the house. God is speaking from inside. The Word made flesh, Jesus, here. And Moses in Deuteronomy tells us what Jesus is saying inside the house. He says, talk about them when you sit at home. What is them? Them is the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. Scripture also tells us that a part of us is paralyzed, is outside this house. Some part of us can't get access to that loving word, that healing word. Perhaps we might think of it as we hear the loving word, but it hasn't been integrated into our life, brought home. A part of us feels incapacitated, constrained, constricted, powerless. How does healing happen? He was carried by four of them. Carried, supported, helped along. Who is them? His friends, family, teachers. Perhaps we might be healed, find healing, be brought to that beautiful, loving word through helping hands of another, through encouraging words of a friend, through a compassionate and listening heart of a teacher. And there was four of them. Think of four. I know that God often references four in our dreams as balance. Four wheels to a car. Four legs of a chair, a table, four sides to a square, balance, and even wholeness. I would like to point that the healing begins not when we're in front of Jesus, when we open up our heart. The healing began for this paralytic when he opened himself and allowed himself to receive the help of those friends or family or loving individuals who care for him, who want to help, to carry him, to support him. Now, the way they get access to that beautiful, loving capacity within us, the divine that flows in, our influx, is through the roof. And I think about, what is a roof? Well, a roof over your head, in your home, it's what keeps you safe, secure, protected. Now, this is a very important part of being human, to protect ourselves, to keep ourselves safe and secure. We use that when we're meeting people. Do we allow this person into our lives? When we hear certain words or messages, do we allow it to penetrate deeply? How deeply? Here or just passing out? That's important. But God is saying in this scripture that sometimes we need to let go of a little protection. We need to put a hole in it. We need to put down our guard. We need to take a risk. Now, there are teachers of the law. God didn't say teachers of God. And I think of the law, think of modern equivalent of judges, lawyers. And so there is a part of us inside that is judging. That's what we use. We judge. We make judgments. And what we let into ourselves and what we keep at a safe distance or let go. So, psychologically, that's a very important aspect of being human and learning to be balanced and protective so we integrate what we choose. But God is saying that, on one level, we're unconsciously keeping outside of ourselves something that wants to be integrated. It needs healing. We hear these words of loving God, and yet, on one level, unconsciously, to love God with all of our heart, our strength, our soul, our mind, all day, we feel in some way that it threatens our egoic structure. It threatens what we enjoy doing. We feel that it means letting go and not thinking about or enjoying some of the things that we enjoy spending our time doing. And yet God is through and through all those things we enjoy doing. If we but allow ourselves to see God in the acts that we do. Playing with our children. Making love, cooking, cleaning the house. God's there. God's everywhere. So, for healing, God is inviting us to drop our guard, our protectiveness. And to allow God's Word and God's love to be a part of our everyday. Even our every moment. Swedenborg refers to the correspondence of walking as living. And the correspondence of the mat as doctrine or truth. So when Jesus says, "I tell you, get up, take your mat, and go home," Swedenborg says that's God's invitation to live according to the truth that we know. And notice, go home. Listen to God here inside. I think I would like to just take a few moments now and invite you to close your eyes. Reflect on what it is in your life that you might feel is paralyzed, constrained, powerless, constricted. With those that you hold in your mind and heart, I invite you to take a risk
Let down your guard.
Listen to what others might be inviting you to do, to hear. How they may want to help you. How God may be moving through them to you. I'd like to share a story that happens to include my spiritual teacher, my friend, Greg. We've done quite a few retreats together over the past 4 years. And in about half of them, I would always hear him telling me to dance. He knows that as part of my prayer, I love to dance. I love to let the spirit that I feel inside, I love to let that love that I have for God just move me and take form in whatever way it wants to. But I can tell you, I was terrified of getting up in front of all the retreatants and dancing. And each time that I would be invited to do that at the beginning, or he'd invite me in the beginning, and at the same time, I just felt such depth of love, I would literally feel paralyzed in my chair. I could not move my legs, my arms. I could not get out of my seat. Although, one time I did manage to get out of my seat, but I quickly walked to the wall on the outside of the room, and I just stood there and swayed. That's okay. But at the last two events that we did together, back in May, just yesterday at his funeral, at his memorial service, I allowed the community of those who were there, the other people who were at the retreat, the people who came to the memorial, to help me. When I saw them get up and I saw them begin to dance, I grabbed the scarf and I danced. Thanks to the help of those friends, those others, and my friend Greg. So with your own stories, as sometimes we are and they are, I invite you to let others help you. Let yourself be influenced by them. Allow them to carry you and support you in the ways you would like to be healed. To be brought home to balance and wholeness, where indeed you will find a balm, not just in Gilead, not in Capernaum, not just here in this church, but right here.